Good morning and welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus. This is Friday morning, the last day of our work week, and it's August the 29th. The month of August is about to end, or is at its end, and that has powerful implications for the season that we have just come through, and that is the summer. So we're quickly approaching the last holiday of the summer, and that is on Monday, the 1st of September. How is that for transitions and for the passing of seasons? However, that also ushers in a new season, and for which we thank God that we were able to see anyway and be a part of. God has been so gracious. We've had a wonderful summer. And for that, we can praise and thank the Lord, because the winter was extremely difficult. And so God showed mercy in having us have what I would consider to be, in the history of my experience of summers, a relatively mild summer. And so it's going out with its head bowed and in submission to the will of God, and we're thanking God for it. I trust that your experience with it was a pleasant one. Well, today we're looking at and meditating on what does God's kingdom look like. And for that, we want to initiate with prayer. We want to open in prayer. We want to thank God. He brought us through yesterday. And for me personally, I believe yesterday was a day it was a victorious day, and I trust it was the same for you. And I guess it was the same for all of us, because here we are again doing God's will and God's bidding. Father, we thank you that you've brought us together from the east to west and the north and the south. You've brought us through whatever challenges that we've faced in the past day and days of this week. And this week is coming to an end. And you're with us still. You're faithful still. You're giving us the victory still. So we are overcomers. You're making us into overcomers. That's the new name that you're giving us. We thank you, Lord, that we are able to experience it in various areas and circumstances of our lives. We watch and we see that 1,000 falls on one side and 10,000 on the other side, but we are still standing. And we know that it's because of you. We thank you for your strength and the power and the authority that you're showing through our lives. We thank you, Lord. So today we propose to do your will, to hear your heart, and to pray back to you that which is on your heart, so that the kingdom of darkness on this day, just like yesterday, is pushed back into retreat as the kingdom of God comes forth powerfully. We thank you for forgiving us for our trespasses, all of our sins, all of our iniquities, where we missed the mark. And you're so loving and so kind that you're continuing to be patient with us, such that we are able to stand like we are right now in your presence before your throne, only with reverence and no dread, but because of the great relationship that you have initiated with us and we have with you, that we can stand in your presence and not only stand for ourselves, but stand for others who may not know that they can stand in your presence. They may not know how to approach you. but you've given us the liberty to stand in their stead. We thank you for the open door and the entrance and the welcome. Move among us. Move among our prayer team today. Allow the spirit of prayer to descend upon us today so that our hearts is in full alignment with your heart. We thank you for answering our prayer, for receiving us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Once again, good morning to you and welcome to our special time, very special time that God has given to us as a privilege where we can come together like we are. Woke us all up and the angel must have went around and touched us all at the same time because we're all here at the same time. It's amazing. It's amazing. So welcome to you. I have a praise report. And when I say I have a praise report, it's not always something that's relating to my own life and or circumstances, but it's we stay in touch with people and what God is doing in the atmosphere. And so we report back to you. That's what I endeavor to do, report back to you what God has done in the life of someone that we prayed for or some situation that we are aware of. And so I'm reporting right now. We had prayed for a brother by the name of Ronnie Weaver, and he was in a nursing home, a place of, I guess, rehabilitation as well. And after being admitted there to the hospital, I don't know, many weeks ago, and I'm reporting today that he is out of the rehab or nursing home facility and is home to where he lives. So we thank God for that. That represents progress and healing and deliverance. So we thank God for Ronnie's recovery. And that's a good report because we prayed for him right on this prayer cast. And we also have a praise report and an update on Marion Wilson, who came through 13 hours of surgery. I thought it was 12. We were told it's, we were updated, it's 13 hours. Imagine that, being under for 13 hours in one day. So she came out on Sunday, miraculously came home, and she's home. And so we want to continue to pray for her continued recovery and healing. She's doing well. My wife was in touch with her, and that's how I have an update. And so we thank God for her. And of course, she is, I'm told she is really having a little bit of a struggle of just sitting still. And I can imagine how that is for someone who is normally on the move. You get cabin fever quickly after a few days of just sitting around the house waiting for healing and your recovery. But that's the mode for her, and she's recovering, and so we want to pray her continued recovery. That's an update on Marion Wilson, for whom we have been praying and have prayed for. So we thank God for that good report. Well, what are we meditating on as we go before the Lord in prayer? And we're meditating on the answer to the question, what does God's kingdom look like? And the Word of God gives us a clear picture of what the kingdom of God looks like. It is powerful when one realizes that God's kingdom is not limited to what goes on inside of church buildings. It's even more instructive when one realizes that his kingdom is not a slate of political agendas or a Christian code of conduct or even eating and drinking. The Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 14 and verse 17 gave us a clear picture of what the kingdom of God is. He said in that portion of scripture that it is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. The kingdom of God, according to the Apostle Paul, is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. That's pictured for us in Romans chapter 14 and verse 17. So, it's not what we might have thought or think. And because of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ is patiently but passionately winning the war against evil. And of course, our mandate is to pray and labor with him in that regard. So we thank you for, and once again, and welcome you. Thank you for joining us at this time and on this day. What's on our prayer agenda? Well, today we want to pray for the homeless. And I say the homeless, and this is not simply some kind of item pulled out of the atmosphere, so to speak. I believe God has placed this on our hearts, my heart particularly. As you know, we're in the midst of the community, and so we're in touch with what's going on in the community. And more I'm seeing people that are coming to our office that are homeless, and we're not talking about people that just yesterday, for example, someone was referred to our office. In fact, it was a gentleman, if you will, the manager at the Wells Fargo Bank sent him to me yesterday because he was in this man was in dire straits. He and his family were evicted, and they have no place to stay. And he went to the bank seeking if he could get a loan and all of that. And of course, he did not, but he did not qualify. And so the bank manager sent him to me, to our ministry. And he needed $2,500 in order to pay the management company to get back into their place after eviction. Of course, there's no such amount of dollars hanging out or laying around. And but it was heartbreaking to watch the man weep and be at the edge, extreme edge of hopelessness. So my heart is moved. And he's not the only one. I've spoken with people, men particularly, who are fathers, are husbands, unemployed, right in our community. We've watched someone be evicted on yesterday. So homelessness. Imagine you got up in your nice, comfortable home, and you were able to have a life and focus on what you intended that God wanted you to do on today. And so here we are. So we want to pray for the homeless. If you think you have it tough, there are folks that have it tougher. Father, we lift up all of those today that are without a place to call home. Not simply a house or a roof over, but a place to call home. And Father, we believe that each and every person is really entitled as a human being to have a place to call home. And there are so many in our community right now are unable to have something as natural as having a place that they call home. We pray today, we don't have the answers for these kinds of challenges. But we thank you for what you've given to us. And that is a place that we can call home. We are grateful. We're so thankful. But there are so many in our community that don't have that privilege. And we know that you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. That's why we have a place that we can call home. And we would love for these people that are homeless to also experience your love, mercy, grace, and provision such that they come into the way of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Touch the husband, touch the father, touch the mother, touch the children. Whomever they are and wherever they be, touch them on this Friday. Open doors of favor, doors that are closed. Open those doors by the power of your hand to provide for the lost sheep. Bless them today. Open their eyes that they may see. Give them the boldness and the courage to call upon you, because it's from you that their help comes. So we join our faith today in the power of agreement, and we agree that they should have a place to call home. You are the provider. Move miraculously, dear God, on their behalf so that all their needs are met by Christ Jesus. We thank you today. Bless those that have that need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Your microphone or line is open, and if you have a praise report, please understand that we welcome your input. And if you would just sound your voice, we welcome your input. Sound your voice. Don't be afraid. If you have a prayer request, God has placed something on your heart, share it with us so that we can touch and agree. In the meantime, we will proceed with what I believe is the Lord's prayer agenda for us today. Just yesterday, right in our community, in the one in which we live, in fact, in the next block from us, we saw yellow tape, we saw the road blocked on both ends, and we came into the news and information that a young police officer had taken his own life. Tragically so. And that underlines what I just shared about the homelessness and our encounter with someone who was in desperate distress concerning that on yesterday. There are so many people in pain, and we're not simply speaking of physical pain. We're talking about pain of spirit, pain of soul, that even to the extreme, some of their hearts are failing for fear. We're even hearing it in the news. Individuals choosing to end their lives. So we want to pray today for people that are in pain of spirit and soul. And the scripture did say, in these last days that men's hearts will fail them for fear. And it's not speaking of the cardiopulmonary pump that lays within each of our chests, stopping. It's talking about the breaking of spirit so that life seems worthless. And so one is easy. It's easy for one to make a decision to end their own lives. That is because of great pain. And so we want to pray for these people today. They are all around us. All around us. There are people you know. There are people in your family. There are people in your neighborhood, in your community, in your town where you live. Yes, it may not appear to be that critical and that pervasive as I'm mentioning, but it is. Someone said most people are in quiet despair. So while it's there, people don't necessarily say something because no one wants to hear their complaints. Yeah. So everyone's in quiet despair, going around as if everything is painless, when they're feeling extreme pain. Thank God for his heart, who goes out to everyone that's in that position. So we want to open the doors to the King of Glory to come in and to touch the hearts of those that are in such pain that they're on the edge of hopelessness. And it may be someone you know. Father, we open the door and we welcome your intervention in the lives of those today that are on the edge of hopelessness, don't know where to turn, where to go, see no light and no hope. But you are the light through Christ. You are the hope through Christ. So we pray that by your Holy Spirit today, that he would guide and direct and lead any such persons or individuals that are under the weight of fear, hopelessness, and anxiety even now, that you will give them the opportunity, guide them by the Holy Spirit to call on you, because you've promised that you would hear from heaven and answer when we call. So on their behalf, we stand in the gap today, because many may be so weak that they cannot utter a cry. Their lips cannot move to call. But there's a cry, a deep down cry of the soul and spirit in them for help. We pray that you would hear that today. You would come to their aid and to their rescue, and you would withdraw and pull them back from the edge of tragedy, the edge of complete despair, where their spirit breaks and fails. Inject new life into their being even now. And we rebuke the work of the adversary, who is the ultimate oppressor, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. We rebuke every plot, every weapon that he has formed against people that you love and created, that they would find life today, and that more abundantly. We speak peace over them. We ask for the advance of the kingdom of God in their lives so that there's righteousness, there's peace, and there's joy in the Holy Spirit. We thank you for our righteousness, our peace, and our joy. We want the same for them, even on today. Let this Friday morning be the dawn of a new day for many. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, we thank God for hearing our prayers and for allowing us to pray through on that. On yesterday, as I spoke with this gentleman, he said that the only thing that he could think of is stealing or robbing. And I said to him, you don't want to do that. I says, then they will arrange for you to have a place to stay. You won't be with your family. And the system will be thriving and making money off of you. He said, well, I don't know what else to do. That's how critical it is. And believe me, I do not come away from an encounter like that without feeling the weight of it. Also knowing how blessed I am. So I share that with you as something that the Lord had really put on my heart heavily. So in that regard, we pray for fathers who are suffering. They're fathers that want to do the right thing but are unable to because of lack of employment. We pray for them today that they would find employment, even though it's scarce, that doors would open for them. I can't imagine what it's like for a father to look at his children and know that he cannot provide for them. They're hungry. They're innocent. They didn't ask to be here, but here they are. And they're looking for food and care from the parents. That may be your story. And if so, just trust the Lord. He's able, absolutely able. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you have a praise report or a prayer request? Would you share that with us? We are here for that purpose. We thank God for this opportunity to pray and to pray through.
Good morning,
intercede. Good morning, Christine. How are you on this day?
I am blessed and highly favored. I just want to thank God for life and for Him providing everything for me. As you talk about the homelessness, that is one of the things that touch my heart wherever I go. And on a few occasions, I have literally opened my house because I experienced once what it was to be almost homeless, and it's a scary thing.
Mm-hmm.
A few years ago, I was in a position where I had to leave my apartment and I had nowhere to go. And God touched someone's heart to open their home for me and my children. And I know what it is to go to bed in the night and not knowing what would happen tomorrow.
Mm.
So when I get off the phone, I would like to talk to you concerning this family and maybe see what I could do to help.
Okay.
I also have a praise report. I've been praying for one of my, well, we've been praying for marriages, and I always pray for marriages. Yes, no, I always pray for my friends who are married and going through, and there was two marriages, two families that I've been praying for years, almost 20 years. My friend, she is a Christian. She's saved. She raised her two sons in the Lord, and the husband was what we would say wayward. He was not what you would like to be a wife to.
Mm.
And I always, a long story short, I always pray with her. She would call me, we would pray, and I would always encourage her, you know. She never left him. Things he did that she could have divorced him, she never did. And we used to pray to tell her we have to pray for him, and we have to pray on the word. Remember, the Bible says the sanctification of the sanctified house will save the unsaved. And we used to pray all the scriptures on marriage and stuff. And I used to tell her God will honor you keeping your vow and staying with him. And long story short, I got news from her that her husband has made a 360 degree.
Praise the Lord.
He, and I was like, you know, you pray today and you want God to answer the prayer tomorrow, and that is natural. You want God to do things quick because you're going through. And I thank God for marriages. I want us to continue praying for marriages. Tell her husband,
yeah,
he has given her the choice that she don't have to work. If she don't want to work, he would take care of the family. Her sons,
wow,
are grown. One is in the military. And it's just that it touched my heart to know that don't give up. Even if you pray for whatever situation, your children on drugs, your husband on alcohol, don't give up. Do not. God will answer.
Amen.
And in the process of you,
amen,
you going through and you standing on God's word, He would strengthen you.
Yes.
He would,
yes,
give you the trust that, yes, I will, and there's nothing. There's nothing could happen in your life that God wouldn't see you through. Absolutely nothing. No matter how bad it looks, He is above watching. He see all your tears, your cry, and your moan.
Yes.
The
yes,
hardest thing is to stand.
Yes.
But he will give you the strength and the endurance. The thing is, get in the Word. Get in the Word. Speak his Word, no matter what it looks like.
Yes.
Once he is in existence, you have hope.
Yes.
So I want us on this prayer line to continue praying for marriage, continue praying for homelessness, continue praying for our loved one's salvation. God is going to do it sometime. We might not live to see it, but there are others who know you praying and that you used to pray so that even if you passed away and it didn't, you didn't see it come to pass. There are other, your generation, your grandchildren, your nieces and your nephews who could say, okay, grandma prayed for me, or auntie prayed for me, or my godmother prayed for me. But somebody is going to acknowledge that you did pray for that situation.
Well, heaven will acknowledge it because the prayers of the saints are stored up. They are not put into a trash can and emptied into a larger one that goes to the incinerator. That's what we do with our normal stuff. But that we use, you know, we use a paper towel and we throw it away and there's no memory of it anymore. Well, our prayers are not like that. Over in Revelation, it talks about the prayers of the saints, which are as an incense to God. The prayers of the saints are important. And I know that when, I'm sure that when you get up, each of you, that you're not thinking, well, I'm doing this because I'm looking for a reward. You're doing this because God has placed it on your heart to be obedient, to pray, to come before him, to intercede. However, there are benefits to that. And your prayers are not done because we hang up and we are off and the prayer cast is ended. No, the prayer becomes a record. I mean, even as in the natural, this prayer cast is recorded in the natural.
Yes.
You can go back a few minutes later and you can pick up the prayer cast because it's recorded and archived and available for anyone to anywhere in the world because time varies across the planet and people are not just getting up in Australia. They've already been up. In the Middle East, it's about early afternoon already. And so people access the program on their schedule and time zone. And so in the natural, there's that ability for that. What do you think in the spiritual? Our prayers goes up as an incense before the Lord, and it's stored in heaven. Stored in heaven. If we knew that, if we really caught that, we would be wanting to know what God wants to archive and store in heaven coming from us. Think about that.
Yes.
So the prayers don't go someplace, you know, just vanish. It doesn't. And that is why we have an opportunity for a praise report. We have opportunity for prayer requests. Because there are things that God wants to store up in heaven. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
I will also like to pray for traveling mercies. I know Sister Florence and her family is traveling this weekend. The Campbells are traveling this weekend. And I would just like to ask for traveling mercies for all who is traveling on this weekend. This is a crucial weekend for accidents and for mishaps. And sometimes we travel from place to place and we take it for granted that, okay, we're going to pack our suitcase, we're going to leave and we're going to reach safe and we're going to come back safe. But that is not guaranteed. It is not to be taken for granted. You hear and know when you hear about accident is multiple deaths.
Accident, yeah, just yesterday
on
Route 280, right here in our area, on Route 280, three people lost their lives yesterday. No, it was the day before, in an auto accident. I believe it was, I don't know, can't remember what day. It must have been Wednesday. Yeah, right here. I think it's in East Orange. Area.
And then last weekend in New York, a whole family, one accident, grandmother, mother, three children killed in a vehicular accident. So we have to know that when we traveling is not okay, I will do it, I will drive and I'll be safe and I will fly and I'll be... No, you have to give your life to... that trust that God will take you safely and bring you back safely.
Yes, we must acknowledge
him. I would like to ask for traveling mercy for families who are traveling on their last summer trip or to visit relatives for the Labor Day weekend.
Well, thank you for reminding us to do that. I believe that's God's heart. He wants us to acknowledge that he is our safety. He's our protector. So we want to pray for those families that are traveling. We also know that Sister Minnie Goldberg is traveling. She's flying into North Carolina. And it's all good that we visit with friends and families and enjoy the season. But we want to acknowledge God's care and protection over us. Father, we do thank you that you are there. You do not change. You're the same yesterday. You're the same today and forever. There's no shadow of turning in you. You are there and you're who you declared that you are. You are our hiding place. And so today we ask for coverage and for the hiding of all of our friends and relatives and brothers and sisters in the Lord that are traveling, that you will hide them from the eye and from the view of the destroyer, that you will keep them, that your ministering angels' goodness and mercy will follow them everywhere they go. You would make them invisible to the adversary. The adversary would not be able to see them, and they will go about their times of pleasure and relaxation without interference from the kingdom of darkness. And we therefore pray against the demonic realm. Father, you have cast out the prince of this world, and you have defeated him through Christ Jesus. You spoiled principalities, and you made an open show of them. So today, we bind the prince of the power of the air in the name of Jesus. We bind and rebuke Beelzebub, the prince of demons. We bind the principalities and powers on the highways in our region, in the air. We command the principalities to come down in the name of Jesus. We release your warring angels against the demonic princes. Smite the princes as in the days of old. Bring the iniquity of every profane prince to an end and remove the crown from his head. Leave the princes spoiled and overthrow the mighty. Pour contempt upon the demon princes. Cut off the princes from their activity. We rebuke and bind all princes that would come against your people. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke and bind all princes that would persecute, that would oppress, that would cause danger. Bring their activities to nothing. Punish them with your power and recover everyone that we know that is traveling with your precious blood in the name of Jesus, and we call it done. Amen. Well,
amen. Amen.
Tonight we're on for prayer at 7:30 until 8:30, 1 hour. Please join us, and you're welcome. But right now, until we meet again later this evening, do want to share a benediction with us. Now, it comes from Ephesians 3 in verse 20 and 21. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus through all ages, world without end. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Stay close to him. Praise the name of the Lord. Be blessed.
You too.
Have a blessed and victorious weekend, everyone. Be safe. God bless.
Thank you.
Yeah.